Jen, you should relax anyway, because if this is a disaster, this is going to be my fault, not yours.
Oh, yeah. So, Borrelio, let's lead this in for the bonus content this is inevitably going to become. From the top, since my wife does not know...
How did you originally... You sent some type of hilarious message of, like, it was just such a random thing. And then it was like, what are you talking about?
I came to you saying, we're on DEFCON 5 or something like that.
Yeah, right. which one's bad and which one's good?
You picked 3 because you didn't remember if 1 or 5 was the bad one.
I picked the one in the middle. Just like Malcolm. So... Saturday night, I was setting up my second PC, the backup PC. So if anything goes wrong with my main PC, we have a second one ready to go. And I was installing Windows and basic software when the power in my house went down and I was hearing some loud truck noises. So I went outside and there it is. A big fucking truck passed in my street and pulled the cables, the electric cable and the internet cable, and then it brought down my electric pole that we have in front of the houses here in Brazil. And then it made some 360 and ran away through the street without stopping.
I feel like you're underselling the fact that, like, it's not just like a random like electric pole. They fucking demolished a cement wall.
Yeah.
What?
The truck hit his house.
Yeah. What? Like, it was one of those where it was like, oh, it's Brazil, it's probably like a twig or something like that. And it's like, no, it's a cement wall that they demolished with a truck.
Yeah, it was Saturday night and the guy was clearly drunk. My neighborhood is not passage for another neighborhood. I live on, my street has no end, like
a dead end.
It's a dead end. Yeah. So the guy clearly missed where he needed to go and end up on my street and had to hit my house and turn back.
I did it.
Yeah, he had to. There was no other choice. He had to hit your house.
Yeah.
So Eric and I just got the text message of truck coon just kissed my house.
Yeah. The way that you brought it about was just so random and like,
oh,
not
gosh.
Like you weren't understanding. Like it was like, oh, this is actually a kind of a serious thing, but like
he's being funny about it, so maybe no one got hurt.
And then immediately posts fucking just gnarly image of like a cement wall. Fucking, it was absolutely insane.
Yeah. Lucky there was some neighbor in the yard, like doing laundry. The guy saw everything and noted the plate of the truck. So I have means of getting my money back. But
you hope.
Yeah, I hope.
I mean, if you have to sell some of their organs, that's one way of doing it.
Also, since I'm still without power, I'm right now on another house. Right now, I broke into the neighbor's house and I'm living here on the basement without him knowing. So...
Okay, then.
I'm inside your walls.
I've been rent-free.
Yeah. So, when I said that if this recording is fucked up somehow, it will be my fault. That's because I didn't tell you guys about this. Is that my PC right now is connected through a cable, like an extensive cable, to a far away energy plug. So if someone hit this cable somehow...
How far are we talking?
Like
is
a
this
room
like
away.
Christian's internet used to be, where it was like a 100-foot fucking Ethernet cable draped across the house?
Is it far away, other side of the room, or like far away? I snaked it through 3 neighbors' houses.
Far away to another
Tunes gag.
Yeah, like what?
Far away to another room, because this room right here already has some electronic devices on them. So I plugged my PC on the next room that is empty. So if my dog decides that the cable is funny and he wants to play with it, we will lose this recording.
All right, then.
But Leo has been disqualified halfway through the recording.
Yes, I have a shot.
And the best part, the pole has the electric cables and also the internet cable. So the internet on my house survived, but the pole didn't. So I had to brought the pole down. So I had to cut the internet cable. So let me repeat that. My internet cable is cut. There is no internet cable coming to my house. The internet cable is cut. Correct? Can you guys understand this?
Yes.
Yes.
Because the help center girl that picked up my call didn't understand this and asked me to test my modem.
Yeah.
Did you try turning it off and on?
Yes.
Shockingly.
Is it plugged in?
Shockingly, it's not plugged in. You're right. So, did you get the people that were supposed to like fix the internet or the power pole to like actually find your house?
My internet now is fixed. As of today, my internet's fixed. I'm still without power, by the way. But I need to get an electrician, a house builder to build the wall again. I need to buy the pole, all the materials to do the wall, all the materials to do the... There's a electric box in front of the house that records the electric expenses and things like that that the guy can pass and check. So this thing is wildly overpriced and I had to buy again. And then shit got complicated when my neighbor said that that's an opportunity. I wanted to bring this wall down to build a higher wall, higher garage. Oh, nah, nah, nah. And then...
And you're like, I'm without power. You can wait.
Yeah.
No, I said...
This is not an opportunity unless you're paying for everything.
Exactly what I said. I said, if you pay for everything, you can... For sure. Do the shit that you want. Just build the electric thing in the wall like you're supposed to and we're fine. And then the contractor doesn't show up a day and then show up the other day. And, man.
I liked the time when you told us the electrical contractor called you and he was in a different state.
Oh, no. Nah, no, no.
Tell me that story again.
Yeah, it was something like couldn't see the damage or something like that.
Oh, yeah. The guy who called you and couldn't find out what was wrong.
I called the electric company. This electric company is responsible for two states here in Brazil. The call center is in another state, not in my state. So whoever picks up the call doesn't know shit about the geography of where I am. So I make a call and everything seems fine. The guy will come next day and help me tear down the remains of my pole and maybe make an emergency connection. Who knows? Then he doesn't show up.
Yeah, general contractor things happens.
Then I call again and a new protocol is made. And then 1 hour later, the guy calls me and says, I'm in front of your house. I don't see anything wrong. And I, man, that's impossible. A truck can't hit my house.
There's no way you don't see what's wrong.
Yeah, and I ask, where are you?
Clearly, you are not able to see. And as such, I don't think you're qualified for fixing the problem either. So
so I ask him where he is and he tells me he's on another city in my state. So I ask him, will you come here to me or should I cancel your protocol and make another? And the guy says, I can't go to your house, you're outside of my range. So I basically have to call again the electric company, tell them what happened. And then the next guy takes another 2 days to show up. That's
nice.
That's having electric cables on the street. that was an emergency call. There were electric cables on the street. There was a pole on the ground, like, and the guys took 2 days to come visit the place. Like,
nice.
You really are the America of South America.
I was thinking the same thing.
So that's my story for today.
Well, I'm glad we finally got that one into bonus content because it's been entertaining in text message form.
I mean, it's not even done yet. We'll see. But
yeah, so for anyone who was wondering why a couple weeks ago an episode was a day later than we had been doing, that was why.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes I get to Discord and start typing, and then I stop. I pause 5 seconds and nah. I'm tired. I'll tell this shit on the show later.
This is why when you're like, hey, Brad, can you do a couple pickup lines for this episode? I'm like, go fuck yourself. It's Sunday night. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Borrelio, if you win, I'll actually approve your invoice.
And what if I don't?
Well, it looks like you worked for free this month.
All right.
You have to threaten him after he edits this, not before.
That is true. The power of editing means that he can always win.
This is true.
I just need Brett to say Borrelio. Burrito, that's yeah, correct right. One time.
Why are the cuts on this one a little bit abrupt and it's just because it was such a long episode. And Brad even said, this is going to be tough because there's four people, so that must be why. It's not because it was all cut around.
I was going to say, I'm just imagining, Borrelio, you win.
If Brad had this button unlocked, I'm sure during the explanation someone would press it.
I can turn the sound on and make it really bad for you to edit, so be careful.
And there's a button that's on my screen. I'm going to push it.
I don't feel like the buzz would bleed to your mic.
Okay, here, ready?
It's like he puts everything through his actual speakers.
Yeah, Brad doesn't use headphones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I heard it.
This wouldn't fuck up the editing at all.
It's all fine.
I want to have the power to call a family member and the power to make someone else to answer the question.
No. I saw your stupid ideas on the test one you made, and I'm like, this is a lot more work than I'm going to put into this, Borrelio.
I mean, maybe for the second go.
He wanted full, like, everyone has superpowers during it, and you could fucking...
I wanna streaks also, if I get two in a row, three in a row, I get more points for the questions.
Oh, it's like bowling.
It's like bowling, yeah.
I also want a segment where we have to guess. I want us to guess things from a tiny picture.
I nulled the picture-based one, even though it was a great idea for an episode, because it won't work on audio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one, I did like it, but it's one of those, like, I really didn't want to have this episode not work in audio.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of those ideas could be a second go on, and it'd be fun, but, like...